And, Coach, first off, we really appreciate you taking the time. And second-year head coach. And I would imagine that when you come back in your second season, it's got to make it a little bit easier. How much more do you know about the girls and vice versa going into the season?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us up here. I really enjoy it. WL does an awesome job with us every year.
Thank you.
The second year we were just talking about it, actually, not too long ago. My girls were already noticing it. They noticed we had a pretty long summer. I basically tell them I controlled their summer from June and July with open gyms and everything else, going to team camps. But just the fluidity with the offense and them understanding, we both kind of have a familiarity with each other now, which makes things so much easier. It's already showing in the offense, which was a big, big thing that was kind of a standstill for us last year. Everything's been going well. The second year, it's been, like I said, way more fluid, which is great for us.
Coach, it looks like some of your key returners, Allison Ross, Emma Roberts, Jessica Garrow, Avery Lavender. Talk about some of those young ladies and your expectations for them.
Yeah, so we're returning a little bit. Obviously, out of our starters, Emma Roberts, she's a senior for us this year. She plays post for us. She does a really great job. She learned last year how to kind of throw her body around and use her body in the post a little bit. She's a little undersized, about 5'10", to be playing in a post with some of the bigger girls in our conference. But she does a really good job. She's very coachable, which is an extremely great thing to have out of a player like her. And then Allie Ross is a talent. She's gritty. She's hardworking. I haven't really been around very many players who have the basketball IQ that she does, and she really helps our program out a lot. She does a lot of the little things that other people on our team would probably struggle to do, and she creates open looks. We heard coming in Riley Thomas, she created a million shots for Riley. She's going to do the same thing with Avery Lavender. She's going to be doing the same exact things with Emma Roberts.
Assuming everybody stays healthy and you see what you need to in the preseason, who do you think's going to be key contributors at the wings and the forward positions this year?
Yeah, so this year, Jessie Garrow, she's another returning senior. She is going to fill a void of Jill Jevna, who was one of our best defensive players last year. Jessie is going to play a wing for us, but she's really long. We're actually just a really long team, really long and athletic, and Jessie's going to kind of be the ringleader and the spirit behind that defense that we hope to be able to maintain. Avery Lavender playing off the wing, she can shoot it a little bit, but I always kind of stress with her, don't be one-dimensional. And she's starting to buy into that. She's been way more aggressive this offseason and going into our scrimmages. So I'm really excited kind of to see how Avery progresses this year. She's only a junior this year, so she's been working really hard at it. And like I said, Emma's going to be hopefully the key contributing factor along with Allie.
Are you going to be able to get back on defense this year?
That's the game plan. I'm hoping so. We got to be able to
not
do
just
it.
One person,
right.
But the other
yeah,
four too.
Yeah, no, we're gonna have to be able to get back in transition and be able to help out. Obviously, that was a weakness for us getting back in transition to be able to stop these fast breaks. We play a lot of quick teams. We play some teams in our conference who are gonna want to push the tempo a little bit. And so our goal is to kind of eat at that clock a little bit on our defensive end.
Corey, what did you learn last year as a first-year head coach that maybe you didn't know, something that can make it a little bit easier for you this year, or maybe you didn't learn? I was just wondering what you would learn in year one that makes this year a little bit easier for you, other than don't play your father.
Hey, I wouldn't have done that if I had the choice, but I was happy to. I'd say the number one thing that I probably learned last year was I just kind of have to take a second to myself. I get a little riled up on the sideline, and I got a million things going on in my head, and kind of slow the game down for myself a little bit, and just understanding different scenarios within the game and the way the game's played. I feel like I did a better job of that towards the end of the season, but it was something that I really kind of put an emphasis on going into this year, and just kind of taking a step back and maybe don't worry about if they make a mistake or two, that it's okay if they go out there and do that, as long as they're not making it over and over and over again, and kind of let them play a little bit more so than trying to coach every little fine aspect of it.
If other teams come after your guards and really try to shut them down, will the rest of the team respond? Can they, you know, come back to the ball to help out? Can they maybe make that backspin move to the hoop for a cut where a guard has an outlet? Because eventually you see this a lot in girls basketball where good defensive teams, they put the pressure on the backcourt. Once you get over the timeline, everything just seems to shut down.
Right, and yeah, no, I would agree with that. We definitely had problems with that last year. We put such an emphasis on watching Allie so much, and she was our prime. And, you know, we learned how to play. Allie missed majority of the season. A lot of people forget about this. She ended up hurting herself in our first, like, four games, and she was out until the end of the season, basically. And we learned how to play in that time together. And so I'd say that, yeah, our guards have done a way better job this offseason, kind of taking pressure away from maybe our primary ball handlers and being able to kind of check back and be able to help and push and transition a little bit easier.
What do you think the strengths of this year's team might be?
I would say defensively that's how we are defining our culture this year. That was the big thing going into the season. I didn't like when I went back through just about every game and all of our stats. Defensively, we just had to get a lot tighter. We had to be a better group defensively. So I'd say that we're going to have to buy into that. And then I think we still have the ability to shoot the ball a little bit from the outside, which is good. We've got another year. Like I said, I've got a couple of girls who can really shoot it from the outside. Megan Seitz. I've got Avery Lavender. I've got Allie Ross from the outside. So just kind of playing within ourselves. That's the biggest thing, and not killing ourselves.
Is your gymnasium a sixth man? I know when we go to do the games there, it's one of the older, smaller gyms in the county, but, you know, it's also one of the noisiest gyms. And I think that brings a six-man element to help your team in those home games.
I'm really hoping so, because we start off the season with Independence, and they're going to be a really tough team coming in there. We went to their place last year, so they get to come first game of the season this year. We're looking forward to that. But yeah, no, I love that gym. It's tiny. It's like I said, it's just like a little box that you can kind of, everybody's on top of you, and it gets hot in there, man. So like I said, yeah, I'd say it does serve as a six-man, and like any small gym, I think, kind of serves that purpose, though, as well.
Who have you scrimmaged, and what have you learned about your team so far through the scrimmages?
So far, we scrimmaged Buckeye, North Olmsted, and then Brooklyn. And we've learned quite a bit. Like I said, the biggest thing that I've kind of pulled away from all that is just how much different we are this year going into our scrimmages than we were last year. They know the offenses that I'm asking them to run. They understand what is being asked of them. They know what I expect out of them. And so they hold themselves to that standard. And so it's already proving to look a lot better than it did to start last season, where we were all kind of feeling each other out and trying to figure out exactly who we were. We were trying to find that identity. And so I think we've kind of done a way better job of establishing that.
How would you best describe how you improved as a coach in the offseason over the last 11 months?
Well, I told my girls, and they laughed about this. I think I spent all summer reading about 15 books. I was on vacation with my father-in-law. I asked him if he wanted to read the same book as me. He told me that he wrote it. So, yeah, you know, it's basically, you know, that's what I get out of him.
I didn't know he was an accomplished author.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
Yeah, any comment that he can throw.
Any book he would have written is in crayon.
Right, that's probably accurate.
I thought you were going to say hieroglyphics, but crayons go.
Yeah, but no, I took a lot of time this offseason to kind of educate myself, and I think that's important. I think that I teach, and so I take that time to kind of make myself a better coach and kind of reevaluate what I did right, what I did wrong. And like I said, there were so many times last year where I kind of put our team into difficult positions, whether it be pressing, okay, at the wrong times, or whether it be just the certain types of sets that we would run. And so going back and looking at that and kind of having my feet wet this year, I kind of know what to expect out of it.
It sounds like you almost beat yourself up after games that maybe didn't work out, where you might have thought to yourself, why did I do that?
That's probably my greatest fault, is that, yeah, really? I take it very personally when we don't compete the way that I think that we should. And it's no fault of anybody else's. I take the responsibility. I kind of shoulder that myself. It takes a little bit of time to get over, but I get one day we're good.
You're sleeping
then,
okay,
yeah,
though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and then okay. We move on.
Corey, we've joked about it a little bit, but for any listeners who don't know, of course, your father-in-law is Eric Rothgary, the O'Leary Catholic head basketball coach. You come from an athletic family. Your father has coached at the high school level. Tom Taylor, a head baseball coach at different schools, You've got an athletic family with cousins and your aunts and everybody. So how much does that help to have people that you can pick their brain if need be? And I'm sure you don't even have to ask for the advice. They're happy to give you some.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest thing. I try to keep my sister. She's coaching at John Carroll right now, and she's in my ear constantly. And it's actually pretty funny. So I joke with Allie Ross all the time. Allie was coached by me during the high school season, my sister during AAU, and then my wife during soccer season this year. So she got all the Taylors this year. But I love having the support. Anytime that I kind of catch myself, we joke about Eric and Elyria Catholic and the way that things went down with the tournament game last year, which, yes, I'm still beating myself up over at Z, so I'm still trying to deal with it.
I wasn't going to bring that game up,
Coach. Yeah, that's all right. No worries.
But, I didn't even know you played.
Yeah, nobody did. That's all right, though. But at the end of the day, I pick his brain probably more than anybody's, and he's always willing to come forward and help me out with just about anything that I need basketball-related. And if you have those resources, I've always been one to believe that you should always use those resources. That you don't have to use everything that's told to you, but it's good to listen to people who've already been through it. And so my dad keeps me pretty level and even keel, which is great to have around, obviously. Tries to keep me as stress-free as possible.
And he's probably willing to talk.
Yeah, or just listen.
Hey, we've got you December 4th over at Oberlin. Good luck that night and the rest of the season as well. And thanks for taking the time to stop up. And hope you enjoy something to eat. And good luck to the Lady Raiders.
Yeah, thanks both you guys. And like I said, thanks a lot for what WUL does for us and for the community. I appreciate it.
That's our pleasure.